USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore City did not take President Donald Trump's recent attack lying down. Instead, the Charm City was quick to stand up and fight back. Trump lashed out at another African-American lawmaker, Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, who represents Maryland's 7th Congressional District, saying that the Baltimore District is a disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. The president suggested that conditions are far worse and more dangerous than those at the U.S.-Mexican border. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young jumped in with this response.
See all the developments we had done, and we're still working to rebuild some of the areas that need to help the most. So for him to say that was an insult to me.
Tropical Storm Eric is churning toward the Central Pacific and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by tomorrow. The storm is about 1,300 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters will be keeping a very close eye on the storm. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Wanda Vasquez Garcet, Puerto Rico's Secretary of Justice, does not want to be governor of the U.S. territory. Vasquez Garcet was next in line for the job after the current leader, Ricardo Rossello, announced his resignation. According to Puerto Rico's order of succession, the Secretary of State would be next in line, but the man holding that position, Luis G. Martin Rivera, resigned on July 13th. He was one of the participants in a group chat at the heart of the scandal that led to the protests and Rossello's resignation. She said in a tweet, while the Constitution calls for her to be the governor, she hopes Rossello appoints a new Secretary of State who can then take over. Rossello's resignation goes into effect on August 2nd. Some nonprofit private organizations that don't provide critical services may be eligible for low-interest loans to recover from severe weather that hit in May. The U.S. Small Business Administration said certain nonprofits are eligible to apply for the disaster loans. Some examples of eligible organizations include food kitchens, homeless shelters, and museums. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A New York Congress member wants to have a parade for 9/11 first responders and survivors. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York City officials are welcoming Representative Carolyn Maloney's suggestion that she made formally in a Friday letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio. Maloney says a parade in the city's famed Canyon of Heroes would be a small but meaningful way to show our gratitude. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
France is pushing ahead with a landmark tax on tech companies like Google and Facebook, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of retaliatory tariffs on French wine. French winemakers sold $1.78 billion worth of wine last year to American consumers. After Trump slammed the foolishness of the tax in a tweet and promised reciprocal action, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said France will implement it anyways. The 3% tax that went into force this week mainly concerns companies that use consumer data to sell online advertising. Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we've always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son Colton passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.